Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time we're looking at leadership, innovation, and the future of AI with insights from an interview with Eric Schmidt. You know, the former CEO who helped Google explode onto the scene. We're going to unpack some pretty game-changing insights from his journey. So get ready for some aha moments. You know those ones where you're like, oh, wow, I never thought of it like that before, that you can actually use in your own work and life.
It's pretty interesting. Schmidt actually sees the rise of AI as like a defining moment for humanity, almost like a question of survival.
Oh, wow. That sounds kind of intense. Is he talking about like some Terminator-style robot takeover? Or what's he getting at?
Well, it's a little more nuanced than that. I mean, he's not saying we should all be running for the hills or anything. But he is highlighting how quickly AI is evolving and its growing impact on every part of our lives.
Yeah.
You know, from the way we work to the way we connect with each other. He sees incredible potential, but also emphasizes the risks if we don't manage it carefully. And we need to be thinking about those implications now, because AI is already shaping your world in ways you might not even realize.
That's true. It's easy to feel like we're just along for the ride.
Exactly. But before we dive into all of that, you know, the implications and all that, let's look at Schmidt's own path to Google. It's fascinating how his early passion for tech, like building model rockets as a kid, led him to places like Bell Labs and Sun Microsystems. It's almost like he was meant to be part of the digital revolution.
Yeah. It's funny how those early interests can sometimes foreshadow a person's entire career path. Like looking back, you can see the seeds being planted. And of course, you can't talk about Google without mentioning Larry Page and Sergey Brin, the founders who started it all in that legendary Menlo Park garage. I mean, come on, that's the ultimate startup dream.
Right, it really is.
Yeah.
Such a classic story of innovation. Their mission to organize all the world's information was incredibly ambitious at the time, like almost crazy ambitious. But their vision, combined with Schmidt's expertise in scaling businesses, transformed that dream into a reality. You know, from a garage to a company generating $180 billion. That's the power of a bold vision mixed with smart execution.
That's mind-blowing when you think about that level of growth. And Schmidt points out some key principles for building a successful company that I think apply across any field, really, not just tech. One that stood out to me was his focus on surrounding yourself with what he calls diva-like individuals. Now, what exactly does he mean by that?
He's not talking about divas in like the negative sense.
Right.
You know, like the stereotypical demanding, difficult personality. He's actually referring to those brilliant, passionate individuals.
Yeah.
Who are even smarter and quicker than you are, the kind of people who constantly challenge your thinking and push you to be better. Think Steve Jobs, for example. Love him or hate him, his impact is undeniable.
Yeah, you can't argue with that. It's interesting how those larger-than-life personalities can drive so much innovation, even if they can be challenging to work with. Schmidt also emphasizes the importance of thinking about scale from the very beginning. How do you design a product or service that can go from zero to millions or even billions of users? He actually uses Elon Musk as a prime example of someone who's always thinking about taking an idea to infinity.
Right. It's about having that ambitious mindset and building systems that can handle massive growth. I mean, it's one thing to have a great idea, but it's another thing entirely to build something that can reach a global audience.
For sure. And it's not just about the technology itself either. It's also about the company culture that supports it. Schmidt talks about the need for a strong technical culture focused on product excellence and rapid iteration. You know that constant cycle of building, testing, and improving? He even shares Google's famous 70-20-10 rule for allocating resources. 70% on the core business, 20% on adjacent ventures, and 10% on those truly out there moonshot ideas. I love that framework because it encourages both focus and a willingness to experiment.
It's a really smart approach. And while it's obviously worked incredibly well for Google, I do wonder how that rule applies to smaller companies or those in different industries. Could spreading resources too thin actually hinder a startup's growth?
That's a really good point. Maybe it needs to be adapted, depending on the context, you know? There's a delicate balance between staying focused and being open to new opportunities, especially in a world that's changing so fast.
Definitely. And even with the best principles in place, maintaining a thriving company culture gets tricky as a company grows. Schmidt uses Google again as an example to explore some of those complexities.
Yeah.
You know, we often romanticize startup culture, all that energy and freedom. But what happens when you go from a handful of people in a garage to tens of thousands of employees spread across the globe?
Yeah. That's where things get really interesting, how you maintain that initial spark of innovation and that open collaborative environment when you're dealing with a massive organization.
It's a huge challenge. And Schmidt actually shares a really good example. about how Google's famous TGIF meetings, those legendary all-hands, where employees could ask the execs anything, eventually had to be modified. They started running into problems as the company grew, leaks to the press, a loss of that intimate feeling as the crowds got larger. It's a reminder that even the most beloved traditions sometimes need to evolve as a company scales.
Makes sense. You have to adapt. But try to hold on to those core values that made it successful in the first place. It's like a constant balancing act, figuring out how to evolve while staying true to your roots.
Yeah, it really is. It just shows you how tricky it can be to manage that kind of thing as a company grows. You know, balancing freedom of expression with, you know, keeping things professional, preventing internal debates from, you know, becoming public. It's tough. Every leader of a large organization has to figure it out.
For sure. Especially these days when things can go viral in an instant, you know what I mean? Speaking of navigating, Schmidt also talks about the importance of focus. And he's not talking about limiting yourself to just one thing. It's more about, like, choosing areas that have a significant impact.
Yeah.
And pouring your energy into those things. It's about anticipating the future, not getting so caught up in the present that you miss out on opportunities that could change everything.
And he uses a great example of this with Intel. You know how they sold off the ARM chip architecture, which later became so critical for mobile phones? It's a cautionary tale. How even, like, really successful companies can just completely miss the mark when it comes to predicting the future.
Totally. It makes you think about how we define focus in our own work. Like, what are we actually spending our time on? Are we working on things that really matter? Or are we just chasing distractions in a world overflowing with information and opportunities? It's so easy to lose sight of the bigger picture.
It really is. It's a question we all need to be asking ourselves constantly, especially as the pace of technological change keeps accelerating.
Right.
Oh, and speaking of accelerating, let's shift gears back to the AI revolution and how it's transforming the way we work and live.
Okay.
So Schmidt makes this really insightful point about approaching AI as a series of waves of innovation rather than a singular event, like, you know, the arrival of artificial general intelligence, or AGI, as they call it. He's basically saying we need to view AI as an ongoing process with, you know, continuous breakthroughs that kind of ripple out and reshape different industries and aspects of our lives.
So it's not like a one-and-done thing. It's more like a constant evolution.
Exactly.
Got it.
He's also incredibly optimistic about AI's potential to boost productivity, like across the board. He predicts it will double, if not triple, productivity across many sectors.
Wow, that's a bold statement. Does he give any specific examples of how this might play out?
He does. He talks about robotic assembly lines in Asia, where, you know, robots are being used to increase efficiency and address labor shortages. He also mentions AI's growing impact in Hollywood, like how it's being used to, you know, create special effects.
Yeah.
And even write scripts. But here's the interesting thing. He believes that this increased productivity will actually lead to more jobs, not fewer.
Really? That's not what you usually hear. Most people think AI equals job losses.
I know. It seems counterintuitive. But Schmidt's argument is that AI will augment human capabilities. It's like having a super smart assistant by your side. That handles all the mundane tasks, so you can focus on things that require creativity, critical thinking, and, you know, human connection.
That makes sense. So instead of fearing the rise of the machines, we should be thinking about how to work with AI and leverage its potential to enhance our capabilities and create a better future.
Exactly.
So it's almost like we need to become fluent in AI.
That's a great way to put it. And Schmidt really emphasizes that. He sees AI as a powerful tool that can help us solve some of humanity's biggest problems, like climate change and healthcare challenges. And this is a big but. We need to approach it with a combination of optimism and caution. You know, we need to understand both its capabilities and its limitations. It's not a cure-all. And there are potential downsides that we need to be prepared for.
Right. And that brings us to the risks of AI, which we touched on earlier. You mentioned Schmidt isn't naive about those potential dangers. So what are some of the specific concerns he raises?
Well, he talks about some pretty serious stuff, like AI-powered cyber attacks, the potential for creating dangerous biological weapons, the spread of misinformation on a massive scale, and even the possibility of new forms of AI-driven warfare. You know, it's not all sunshine and roses.
Yeah, those are some scary scenarios. It's easy to get caught up in the fear.
It is.
So what does Schmidt suggest we do to mitigate these risks and make sure AI is used for good?
Well, he highlights the crucial role of trust and safety groups within tech companies who are actively working to address these issues. He also emphasizes the need for responsible government regulations and international cooperation to establish ethical guidelines for AI development It's a global challenge that requires a global response.
So it's not just about the technology itself, it's about ethics,
yeah,
governance, and international collaboration. Sounds like a lot of responsibility rests on the shoulders of developers and policymakers.
It does. But Schmidt believes we need to have these difficult conversations now, before AI advances beyond our control. And he stresses that it's not just the responsibility of a select few. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI.
Yeah, it sounds like we all need to get a little bit smarter about AI. You know how it works and all that, not just leave it to the tech geniuses.
I totally agree. The more we understand, the better equipped we'll be to, you know, engage in those conversations.
Yeah.
And make informed decisions. And Schmidt actually believes that we have this advantage, that AI, at least for now, can't replicate.
He's talking about those uniquely human qualities that can't easily be programmed, right? Things like morality, judgment, empathy, compassion.
Exactly. And he believes it's more crucial than ever to nurture those qualities,
yeah,
in ourselves and in future generations. We need to be more than just data processors. We need to be ethical decision makers, compassionate collaborators, and visionary leaders who use AI as a tool for good.
That makes me think about his point about saying yes to opportunities. You know, in such a rapidly changing world, we need to be adaptable and willing to embrace the unknown. It's easy to get stuck in our routines and fear change, but, you know, that can lead to stagnation.
I think Schmidt really embodies that idea. I mean, he could have easily retired after Google, but instead he's chosen to stay engaged and continue exploring, especially when it comes to AI's impact on the world. It's inspiring to see someone with his level of experience still be so curious and eager to learn.
It really is. It reinforces that idea that learning is a lifelong process, yeah, and that it's never too late to embrace new challenges. So if you could distill it down, what would you say is like the one piece of advice Schmidt would give to someone starting their career today, knowing all he does about AI's future?
That's a great question. I think he'd probably emphasize developing those uniquely human skills that are really difficult for AI to replicate, like critical thinking, creativity, emotional intelligence, and the ability to collaborate and communicate effectively.
It's almost like AI is pushing us to become more human.
That's a really interesting way to look at it. And it reminds us that even with all the advances in technology, it's those human qualities that will ultimately determine how we shape the future.
So true. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, but we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on all of this?
What are you most excited about? What are your biggest concerns? What advice would you give to young people entering a workforce that's, you know, increasingly intertwined with AI?
Share your thoughts on social media, in our online forum, or wherever you connect with others who are also deep diving into these topics. The most important thing is to stay curious, keep learning, and engage in the conversation. Because as we've explored in this episode, AI is rapidly changing the world, and it's up to all of us to shape its trajectory.
It's a future we're creating together, one algorithm at a time. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.